the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. It's 12:05, and I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. It's another delightful lunch hour along the lakeshore. Enjoy the next 36 hours, though. Clouds, cooler temperatures, and rain expected for the weekend. A look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. Officials of Teddy's Transport in Holland have established a memorial fund for the family of 38-year-old Alan Chase of Spring Lake through their Lincoln Avenue offices. Chase died yesterday morning when his rig collided head-on with another truck on I-196 just north of South Haven yesterday morning. Authorities are waiting for autopsy results before determining of cause of death, but initially believed that a medical condition could have led to the crash because there were no skid marks and the force of the collision was almost at full speed with Chase's vehicle and the truck driven by a couple from Indiana, unnamed, who suffered minor injuries. But a question that investigators are asking is this: why didn't the cable barrier prevent those two semis from colliding?
MDOT spokesman Nick Sharippa says there was no cable barrier on that side of the median, and it was on the other side, and they aren't really expected to handle an impact from the rear of the barrier like that.
Even if they're on the right side, they're not rated to stop something that big and heavy, although our experience has shown us they can, and they usually do. But those are opposite. Those are right-side impacts, not back-side impacts.
John McNeil, WHTC News.
A pilot program to see if overnight parking on Holland streets is feasible may be decided next month. Holland City Council members debated the issue back and forth in a work-study session last night, discussing the pros and cons of not only eliminating the decades-old measure, but when such an experiment could take place. City officials say that it should begin after tulip time in order to prevent possible conflicts with tour buses parking near downtown venues, while others wonder if having it in place during Holland's signature event would help in making a true determination about permanently lifting the ban. Proponents say that overnight street parking is needed with a growing number of multi-vehicle families, while opponents cite safety and security issues in stumping to keep the ban in place. The measure will be voted on next month. West Ottawa Public Schools and its unionized teachers have ratified a new three-year contract. The 440 members of the West Ottawa Education Association will receive annual raises in a new salary structure that includes hikes in base salaries and step increases based on tenure. Instructors will also be paying more in co-pays and deductibles in their health insurance. A previous two-year deal had expired in June. What has made Art Prize so successful in just its fifth year? According to the competition's executive director, Christian Gaines, it benefits the artists beyond the cash prizes.
It's really a great opportunity for artists to come and to be kind of honored and celebrated for the work that they do, and also for the courage that it really takes to become an artist, not just to kind of say, you know what, this is an itch that I have to scratch, but also just the courage it takes to really expose your work to complete strangers.
It also benefits the nearly 500,000 people expected to view the works at various Grand Rapids venues.
It is encouraging people to really think about art and really get involved in a conversation about art and express themselves, you know, articulate their feelings about something that they see and the sort of personal reaction it has for them.
The program ends a week from Sunday, October the 6th. Democrats in the State House are getting ready to unveil legislation aimed at helping struggling Michigan schools.
Several lawmakers earlier this week announced that they plan to introduce measures meant to be alternatives to plans proposed by Governor Rick Snyder in helping schools. Democratic State Representative Brandon Dillon from Grand Rapids says hopefully that means school districts could avoid any kind of state takeover in a crisis.
We believe that there's specific reasons that schools have struggled, and the governor's approach has been a one-size-fits-all, Lansing-knows-best approach, and we think that individual schools have individual problems, and we've called for a community education action plan.
The proposal calls for teams comprised of school faculty and students' parents to convene in each instance to craft a plan specific to that district.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
It has been 7 years since City on a Hill Ministries established itself at the site of the former Zealand Hospital on Pine Street. The organization celebrates its accomplishments and looks ahead to the future in a public open house at its facility from 4 to 6 p.m. today, as representatives of benefiting ministry partners will be on hand. Refreshments will be served, and attendees can have a chance to win a $50 gift certificate. Meanwhile, the Gun Lake Band of Potawatomi Indians will host a Michigan Pheasant Restoration Initiative meeting at the Collins Community Center in Shelbyville this evening. The 7 p.m. forum will include representatives of the State DNR, the Pheasants Forever Group, and the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, as they are organizing local support for the initiative that aims to restore the birds and their grassland habitat. The deadline is fast approaching for Congress to approve a federal spending plan in order to avoid a government shutdown.
The problem here is the Affordable Care Act, which some of the Tea Partiers say should be defunded before any other government budgets are approved. Democratic Senator Carl Levin says they're playing Russian roulette with the government.
They are willing to close down most of the federal government if they don't get their way on a particular issue. This issue happens to be Obamacare. It could be dozens of other things. It could be background checks. It could be immigration reform. It could be closing offshore tax loopholes.
Levin says another issue in Congress is raising the debt ceiling. He says if Congress fails to do so, then the Tea Party is essentially allowing the U.S. to become a deadbeat nation that doesn't pay its bills. Andrew Green reporting.
Meanwhile, Congressman Bill Heising has said that the crisis could have been avoided if the Senate had worked with the House in approving a permanent spending plan in the first place.
We would not be here today if they had done their job originally. And, you know, frankly, again, this goes back to the philosophical differences of the two parties of what's the proper size, role, and scope of government.
However, the second-term Republican from Zeeland remains optimistic.
I don't believe that we're going to have a government shutdown. I don't think that's the desire of any of my colleagues. And this is sometimes an ugly process, but it's a process that we can work through and that we need to get done.
Based on how the White House reacted when the sequester was enacted this past spring, Heising is expecting the Obama administration to make any possible shutdown as, quote, painful as possible, end quote, in order to bring public pressure on Congress to get a budget deal done to the president's liking. The entire interview with Bill Heising and WHTC News can be heard on our website at WHTC.com. Go to WHTC News in the podcast tab. The Tigers are basking in the sunshine of South Florida today and basking in the glow of another divisional crown. Max Scherzer struck out 10 and allowed just two hits over seven innings for his 21st win of the season, as Detroit clinched the AL Central with a 1-0 victory at Minnesota last night.
Everyone's different, but you always enjoy the same because you never know when you're ever going to get back. And the win in this league is such a challenge, and to be able to do it three straight, it's just so special.
The Tigers game in Miami against the Marlins tomorrow night will be joined in progress after the Rockford-West Ottawa high school football game that begins at 6:40 on 1450 WHTC. Now, while Detroit is in baseball's penthouse, both of Chicago's teams are in baseball's proverbial outhouse for 2013. Despite a 4-2 triumph of visiting Pittsburgh yesterday in the home finale, Dale Swain's Cubs will still finish in last place in the ultra-competitive NL Central.
Record-wise, it's I think no question about it. The top three teams are 90-plus wins, whatever they got. But, I mean, the pitching on the top three teams here is as good as there is in baseball, that's for sure, and that's where everything starts.
The Cubs finish up with three games in St. Louis beginning tomorrow evening. Meanwhile, the White Sox will be locked up in the AL Central basement with last night's 7-2 loss at Cleveland, the 14th straight setback that Robin Ventura's team has taken from the Indians.
I mean, they just outplayed us anytime, even we had leads late. You know, they just seem to fight and kind of have that ability this year to come back late, a few walk-offs and things like that. But, you know, they're kind of hitting a stride here really when you need it.
The Sox play out the string at home with four contests versus Kansas City, starting this evening with Andre Rienzo on the mound. A little bit closer to home, known more right now as a broadcaster seen on the MLB Network, the Lakeshore's top Major League Baseball product is giving back to his hometown.
Jim Cott has been an icon in Zeeland for several decades. Trophies and awards, including a few Gold Glove awards, are on permanent display at Sports Quest, a baseball and softball training facility in Zeeland. Facility manager Jim Bush gives a little of Cott's history.
He's a local boy, of course, that made it big in the majors, spent 25 years as a pitcher, which is, there's only two other players, I believe, in the history of the game that have had longer careers pitching than he has. 16 Golden Gloves, which I think is probably a record.
Cott has been a finalist for the National Baseball Hall of Fame for years and has come close to being elected several times. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
Two teams struggling at 1-2 meet in St. Louis tonight as Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers take on the Rams.
I don't think you can pinpoint one thing. I think we just have to get better as a unit and execute. I think everybody knows that we have to get better. We're 1-2 for a reason. I'm not going to call out anybody. I'm going to look at myself before I look at anyone else.
Hear all of the NFL action on 1450 WHTC at 8 p.m. Howland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for more sun than clouds this afternoon, high 77. Clear tonight, low 48. Plenty of sun tomorrow, high 78. Then for the weekend, Saturday, more clouds than sun, high 79. That'll usher in cooler temperatures and a few showers on Sunday, high 66. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station.